At the time of the break, officials say there was as much as 4,000 gallons of fluid in the lines. American Transmission Company, which operates the lines, is currently using vacuums to pull fluid back out of the lines. Ensign Pamela Manns is with the Coast Guard. She says they will monitor the area for environmental impacts, but the risk is low.
It's a low risk to fisheries and wildlife because it's diluting from the pipe mixing with water.
Manns says the Coast Guard doesn't think the fluid will harm humans either. Liz Kirkwood is with the environmental group For the Love of Water. She says the response to this leak should raise concerns about the Enbridge Line 5 oil pipeline, which is also beneath the straits.
We are understanding from the agencies is that there will be no recovery of these dielectrical materials, and that remains very concerning.
Officials with the Coast Guard say they don't know when the cleanup process will be complete. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.